SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. And the winner is not President Trump. Despite his peace achievements in Gaza and elsewhere, Mr. Trump has been passed over for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The award goes instead to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Meanwhile, the president's Gaza peace plan has cleared a major hurdle.
Early Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet approved what his office called the outline of a deal.
We fought during these 2 years to achieve our war aims. The central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead.
An Israeli official says the agreement calls for a ceasefire to begin immediately and the Israeli military to pull back its forces to an agreed-upon line within 24 hours. President Trump says the hostages should be freed Monday or Tuesday.
That'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over.
Unanswered questions include whether and how Hamas will disarm and who will govern Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge is temporarily blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago.
In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. She found no substantial evidence of a serious rebellion in Illinois and said the Department of Homeland Security's characterization of the threat is simply unreliable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
She says she is a victim of the weaponization of the justice system, accused of mortgage fraud. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted by a Virginia federal grand jury. As parts of the East brace for a nor'easter, parts of the Southwest, including Arizona, threatened with serious flooding in the next few days. The Dow features up 26 points. This is SRN News. A legal battle at a school in New York State.
Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, is representing a student organization on the campus of University at Buffalo. The school has denied Young Americans for Freedom official recognition and access to funding. This is because YAF will not sign a document agreeing never to sue the school in the future. ADF says, quote, "We are urging the Second Circuit Court of Appeals to recognize the independence student groups have from becoming an extension of the university or student government." Michael Harrington reporting.
A former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the children's section will be paid $700,000 after settling a lawsuit. Terry Leslie was fired as a library system director in Campbell County in 2023, 2 years into the book dispute at the library in Gillette. The books objected to in Gillette included This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson. This is SRN News. Well, prices for many things have gone up in the past few years, but this is serious. Chocolate prices are heading higher.
It's in part because cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024, according to a report released on Thursday by Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. While wholesale cocoa prices have eased from late 2024 peaks, manufacturers are still passing on to consumers their increased costs. Companies are also reducing seasonal product lines and implementing shrinkflation, reducing portion sizes while maintaining prices. I'm Bill Alexander.
Delta Airlines reporting strong profit and revenue growth over the busy summer travel season, and the carrier says it expects that momentum to carry right through to the end of the year. Domestic air travel was under the most stress throughout the year, and Delta says that sector did experience a recovery. More details at srnnews.com.